said, David Viviano is not seeking to stay at the Michigan Supreme Court. Somebody who would like that position, Mark Boonstra, judge for the 3rd District of the Michigan Court of Appeals. He joins me now. Your Honor, thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Steve.
Nice seeing
you. My pleasure.
Yeah, David Viviano has been a pretty steady hand at the Supreme Court of Michigan, from my observations. He's done well, but now he's leaving. I'm not sure why. We'll learn more about that later. But you, a district court judge, Michigan Court of Appeals, you've been in this for quite some time. Tell us your decision here to run for the Supreme Court. Why?
Well, because I've served, I think, with some distinction on the Court of Appeals now for 12 years. And I think we need to replace an experienced justice with another judge who has experience doing precisely that at the Court of Appeals level. The Supreme Court decides the most significant and important cases in our state's jurisprudence. Those cases actually come through our court as well. We decide them first, and then they go up to the Supreme Court. So I think we need someone. Justice Viviano is an experienced justice, and I think we need the same level of experience to fill his shoes once he leaves.
So what's it take? I don't know what the process is here, Mark, to run for the Supreme Court. Different. It's a political position, but it's different. It's not like you're running for a state house or state senate. How do you approach this?
It's political in the sense that it's elected, but it's really not political in the same sense, I agree with you, as running for the state house. Those are partisan positions. You can debate and discuss partisan issues and elect the person of your choosing. Judges are different. They're supposed to be different. That's not our role. We're not policymakers. We are impartial arbiters of the cases that come before us, and should be dispassionately and objectively and fairly interpreting the law as it exists and applying it to those cases and making the best decisions that we're able to make on those cases under the law. So it's a different kind of a position. It's a weird system we have in Michigan where, for some reason, we nominate our Supreme Court candidates through party conventions. But at that point, we run as nonpartisans. And I can tell you from my experience in 12 years on the Michigan Court of Appeals, we are and should be. And my colleagues, whether they come from the Republican side or the Democrat side in their past, we really strive to be nonpartisan, fair arbiters of the cases before us. And in most cases, frankly, we find that we agree.
So when it comes to then a legal philosophy, I mean, is that what you, I mean, look, I've heard the ads for the Supreme Court in Michigan, and you get a lot of people involved that are not you, that are not, you know, associated with you or your opponents potentially. It's just these PACs, they run wild commercials accusing people of this and that, and, you know, you're really subjecting yourself to some harsh treatment, I believe, Mark. It could be a little rough out there.
Well, you might be right. I hope not. I would like to think, as nasty as politics is these days, the judiciary should be different, because we really, as I said, we're not partisans, or we shouldn't be partisans in the way that other offices are. We should be looking for the best and most qualified people with judicial experience to decide issues fairly and impartially. So that's what I hope to do. That's what I strive to do. I hope we can avoid all the nonsense. I will say, in terms of judicial philosophy, yes, I'm a rule of law judge. And what that means to me is I recognize I'm not a policymaker. I need to stay in my lane. I think that's what judges should do. We should decide cases fairly, no matter who wins or loses. We shouldn't have favorites. We shouldn't come to the court with an agenda. We shouldn't be pursuing our own personal agenda or political agenda and striving to get to a certain outcome. The outcome depends on what the law is, and we need to fairly apply the law to get to the right outcome under the law.
Yeah. Which is good. What? How's this process? And just sort this for me just for a second, Mark. So that I don't think most people understand this. All right, so you're going to go where? How do you end up on the ballot? You touched on it. I want you to explain it real quick if you could.
Yeah, so each of the political parties, the major political parties, and others, I suppose, as well. They have, well, I guess I don't know how the others do it, but the two major political parties have a convention system where they elect delegates to the state convention, and the delegates to the state conventions nominate candidates for the Supreme Court. And once they receive the nomination at a state party convention, which occurs in August, then the two nominees, well, there are two positions, so there were the two nominees from each party will then run and be on the ballot in November on the nonpartisan section of the ballot.
So that's how you go through the process. And so gauge it for me, Mark. How's it going? I mean, will there be other candidates, or is it just going to be you? I don't know.
Well, like I said, there's two positions, David Viviano's and another position. And right now there are two candidates on the Republican side. I believe there are two that I know of on the Democrat side. Whether there will be more, I don't know. So we'll have to see how the process sorts itself out. But I expect and hope to be the nominee for the open seat, the David Viviano seat.
Mark Boonstra, a judge, 3rd District of the Michigan Court of Appeals. Thank you for explaining it to us, how this works, because it's a little bit of a mystery, even to me, and I do this every day. Yeah. But it's a little bit of a mystery how the whole Supreme Court thing works in Michigan. It's a little different. Yeah. I wish you the very best, Mark. I do, and hope you do well. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Really appreciate it. There you have it. Now you have, see, you had your little bit of a civics lesson here today. It's like you're at Hillsdale College with me here today. Our good friends at Hillsdale always talking about civics, as they should. But there you have it. Judge Boonstra announcing he'll run for that open seat on the Michigan Supreme Court. And we'll see how that ends up. All right, still to come today. Guess what? We've got a special bonus round coming up. Why? Because Ivy is going to be here. You don't want to miss that coming up on the Steve Gruber Show. Trust me, I'll be back.